Amen. I believe in Jesus. Amen. Do you? Amen. How many are thankful that He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask? There's no problem too hard for Jesus. There's no challenge with too many details that He can't figure out. He already has the answer before we bring it to Him. And I'm so glad you've taken time this beautiful Sunday morning. I mean, anyone enjoying the 60-degree weather this weekend? What a beautiful weekend in November. God is awesome. Thank you for taking time to gather together both Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Those that have taken time to watch online, we do truly appreciate it. If it's your first time worshiping with us here in person, sorry, it's one of those fun mornings today. We'd love to get to connect with you. There's a connection card at the welcome kiosk, or maybe one of the ushers have given one. Please fill that out. Turn it into our welcome kiosk, or if you're watching online, we also have a bit.ly link. bit.ly/CGC connection. If you would go there and fill that out, we'd love to get to connect with you, get to know you a little bit better. And how many know here that God loves a cheerful giver? I mean, I don't know about you, but we live in uncertain times. And there's no better time to put your faith and your trust and your giving into the house and kingdom of God that He can meet your needs. I mean, so if you'd like to give this morning, there is an offering giving box out at the welcome kiosk. You can also mail it in. You can give online or through our church app, and you can also text to give as well. With that being said, we want Sister Martha to come, and she's going to tell us about a wonderful Bible quizzing challenge.
So Brother Parker pretty much preached my announcement this morning. If you were not in here this morning, go back and listen. It was amazing. The word of God just flowed from his heart. I don't think I have ever heard a preacher who has used more of the memorized word of God in his sermon. There's just something about hearing the pure word of God in a message. So I look at him and think, man, I would love to have that much scripture in my heart that it would just flow right out. Maybe you're thinking that too. Or maybe you're the mom of young kids and you want them to be soaked in his word. Well, the Quiz Ministry is sponsoring a verse challenge. We started in October, but we're extending it to November because so many of us were sick in October. The challenge is to memorize Proverbs 15, 1 through 3, and 28 to 33. You can memorize all the scriptures. You can memorize one of the scriptures. Send me a video. So what does this mean? Send me a video by November 30th of you or your lovely children quoting one of the verses, all of the verses, something like that. There will definitely be cookies for a reward, and we're thinking about a park date if this weather holds. Wouldn't that be wonderful? 60 degrees at the end of November. I know it's probably wishful thinking, but you never know. Stay tuned for more details. Scan that QR code with your phone for the music. And I do think that our very own Pastor Peter is going to memorize these. And I also heard that there is this little person named Rowan that has some of the verses memorized already. I was hoping for a video to show you this morning, but send me your videos and we'll see what we can do. God bless you and memorize.
Amen. You can be seated this morning. Next Saturday is our wonderful CGC Craft and Vendor Fair here at Calvary. So come and be a part from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. I know many people are working very hard to facilitate that. So come and be a part. Show your support for all our wonderful CGC family. At this time, we want Pastor Jerry to come with a wonderful Thanksgiving promo.
Last year during COVID, we didn't get to have our Thanksgiving dinner that we normally host here at Calvary Gospel Church for the community. And so this year we're looking to bring that back. And it's always been an exciting time whenever we are able to serve the community in a physical way. So many of us know people who are single or elderly. Maybe they don't have family close by, or they're homeless, or they have other needs, financial or other needs like that. We would like for everyone in the congregation to invite somebody over the next couple weeks to our Thanksgiving dinner. It's going to be on November 25th at 1 p.m. If we are also looking for volunteers. We're looking for volunteers for some types of promotion. So if you feel like that you have a handle on some type of promotion, like getting the word out in alternative ways besides flyers, but maybe you have ideas for getting it on the news stations or on radio stations, I'd like for you to come and talk to me. Also, Sister Stone and Sister Powell will be helping organize this for me a little bit. And so if you want to be a volunteer, we're looking for help for cleanup, setup. We're looking for help for cooking. We're also looking for help for some delivery. Every year, whenever we finish the dinners, we typically will go into the police stations and fire stations and deliver them a Thanksgiving dinner. We don't really make that a part of our official thing, but whatever's left, we always bring something to them. So this year, Sister Powell gave me an idea that we should maybe do some special delivery. So if you'd like to be a delivery driver and put smiles on people's faces at maybe the fire stations, police stations, and maybe some homes of people who are shut in, we'd like to get you to volunteer this week. And so if you could talk to Sister Stone, myself, Sister Lindsay Simmons, or Sister Powell, that would be awesome. And we're just looking forward to a great time in the Lord. And we want to serve our community and be a great witness to those around us. Amen.
Amen. I just want to put a little plug in for what Jerry said, too, and for quizzing. Quizzing is also very powerful. But 2 years ago at our Thanksgiving that we were able to have before COVID, my wife and our son Isaiah Mariah wasn't here at that time. We came and we were apart. And it was truly a blessing. So if you're able to come and volunteer, you will be blessed. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. If you'd stand with me, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer for the remainder of this service. I'm also asking you to join in prayer for Marcia Anderson. She fell yesterday morning. She's in the hospital currently and possibly being moved to hospice following her release from the hospital. So we know that God is a healer, and he is able to touch Marcia. So we want to pray for her. Also, if you have an unspoken need, if you just signify that by the lifting of your hands, the Lord knows what that need is. And he is faithful and just. The word says, by his stripes, not we could be, not we might be, but we are healed. So whatever you have need of, let's reach forth to heaven. Whether you're here in the building or you're watching online, God is able. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence we already feel in this service, God. Thank you for the drawing that you've already begun. Thank you for the healing and the redemption that you purchased on Calvary, God. Be with Marcia and her family right now. Touch her in the hospital, God. Bring complete and total healing, God. Be with Brother Parker as he preaches this service, God. Thank you that we can gather together openly and worship you. Have your way, God. We love you, Jesus. There's nobody else like you. Thank you for the country that we get to live in, God. And that we can give thanks, God. Have your way in all that we do. We love you, Jesus. We trust in you and we believe in you. You're an awesome, mighty, holy, wonderful, and powerful God. And thank you for the message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you come to the front and worship together with us this morning?
They say this mountain can be moved. They say these chains will never break, but they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. We believe.
nothing has to break. I believe you'll lead me through it. I believe you'll get me to it. I believe that you will do it right now. Something has to break. I believe you'll lead me through it. I believe you'll get me to it. I believe that you will do it right now. Something has to break. I believe you'll get me through it. I believe you'll get me to it. I believe that you will do it right now. Something has to break.
Oh, something has to break.
Something has to break. Something has to break. Something has to break.
Something has to break. Oh. You said it.
The Lord, church. That was very awesome worship. Thank you so very much to our worship team. And I appreciate everybody here. God has given us so much as individuals and so much collectively as a body. And I just look across here sometimes and I'm like, Lord, how did I ever end up where I'm at? But I'm so thankful. It is so great. We had a tremendous Bible study this morning, Brother Rufus Parker. Did you get the message? I got the message. And I told Brother Parker, I said, I'll introduce you a little bit more, a little bit better in our second session. We have introductions here. I said, you want a $50, you want a $100, you want a $200. He said he wanted a $1,000, so we're going to really get up there this morning. I remember the first time I met Rufus and Pam Parker. I just started working here at the church, and they came through as missionaries to the island of Okinawa. My dad says, well, son, I don't have time today. The missionaries are coming in. I've never met them before. I don't think he had met them before. It's their first time here. He said, I want you to take them out to lunch when they get here. And I like, Dad, I don't know these people. Never met them before. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna say to, you know? He's the pastor. That's kind of what I was thinking. You should be the one taking them. Well, Brother John Rivas worked here at the church at the time, and I said, John, you're going with me. Rufus and Pam Parker came in. We drove from here over to Tumbleweed. Remember the? It was an eventful ride. I never will forget. I don't have time to go into the details, but we get to Tumbleweed, and it just, by the time we were finished eating, it was like I had known them all my life. And we connected as friends. I talk about having people speak into your life and the importance of mentors, and Brother Rufus Parker is probably one of three men that speak into my life. I hear from this man every day, one way or another, I hear from Rufus Parker, and I appreciate him so very much. He's pastored in La Crosse, came off the mission field, pastored in La Crosse, and recently retired from pastoring, and he's evangelizing now. He's our presbyter in Section 4, our district. He sat right to the right of me in all of our board meetings. And this man knows the UPCI manual as well as he can quote the Bible. I don't know how he stores all this information in his brain, but he's also an author. He's written a number of books, and some of his books are out in the vestibule. Also, he retired from the U.S. Army. He served 28 years, 4 months, and 9 days. That's what he said with us yesterday. So he's also a U.S. veteran, and I want to honor all of our veterans. If you're a veteran here today, thank you so very much for your service. And we love and appreciate and are thankful. But he retired as a command sergeant major. Now, if you know anything about military, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, so you can correct me, but that is it's the highest rank a non-commissioned officer can receive. So it means he didn't go to officer school, but when the top brass at the base gets together to discuss issues, there's going to be a command sergeant major sitting at the table. And it's a very difficult position to get to. It's a rare position in the Army from what I was able to establish in that. And it is just an honor. He's got an awesome wife, a tremendous woman, Sister Pam Parker. I love this couple. They've been such a strong voice in my life. And I appreciate that. And he is here today. He's going to minister to us. Rufus Parker, Command Sergeant Major. We love you, brother, and I appreciate you so very much.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor. I do love your pastor and pastor's wife and all of you. We never know who God will place in our pathways. You know, I think he helps me more than I help him because he's a man who loves God. He loves you. He loves the things of God. You know, the scripture tells us in Jeremiah 3:15 that God will give you pastors after his own heart. And he's giving you after his own heart, believe me. So you make sure you love him, you cherish him, and you treat him right. Because if not, God might give you something you don't want. Amen. He's definitely a friend that stick it closer than a brother. I truly appreciate your pastor. Amen. It's good to see all our ministers here some of these guys I can remember when they were young and they came before the board to get their license, ministerial license, and some of their wives and stuff. And should I tell on you, Sister Rivers? I won't tell on you. Sister Brown, you know, Brother and Sister Hawk. Amen. But great folks of God. Amen. I'm not going to delay any longer. Amen. But it is true, an honor to have my darling wife with me. She's the reason I'm in the church today. So we'll just leave it at that. Amen. Romans chapter 4 this morning, if you have your Bibles. Romans chapter 4, starting with verse 13, reading through verse 25. Romans chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 25. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone, but it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And I would like to minister for a short moment today from this thought, spiritual persuasion. Spiritual persuasion. Father, we thank you again this morning, Lord God. Lord, I thank you again today, Lord, and ask you, dear God, if you would guide us, that you would lead us, that you would direct us according to your perfect will. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay with us, O God. Lead us. Let none of us leave the way that we came, God. Thou art the greatness, O God. Thou art the power. Thou art the glory. Thou art the majesty. All that are heaven and earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom, and thou is exalted above all. God, riches and honor cometh of thee, and thou excellest them all. And thy hand is to make greatness, God, and give power and strength unto all, Lord God. And we do praise your glorious and holy and wonderful name. In Jesus' name, amen. Spiritual persuasion. You may be seated. The Bible is not only a book for information, it is also a book for transformation. It is designed to change us so that we can become more like Christ. You see, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And as Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He goes on and say, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God shall be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Apostle Peter writing, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in darkness, until the day dawn and the day star rises in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they was moved by the Holy Ghost. We need to realize that God has a purpose for you and I in our lives, and we must be fully persuaded that whatever God says, he will perform and that he will do. As we just sung that song by Torrin Wells, do the things that you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions. Bring dry bones to life again. Do what you are famous for. What is God famous for? He can heal the sick. He can raise the dead. He can part the Red Sea. He can feed the multitude with two fish and five loaves of bread. He can save his disciples in the storm. He can cast out devils. He can save the lost. He can open blinded eyes. He can unstop deaf ears. He can turn the water into wine. He can defeat your enemies at any moment by just a spoken word of God. And the list could go on and on and on. But the question is, how persuaded are you that he will do what he says that he will do in your word, in his word? Joseph was so persuaded of what God said that Joseph says, God is going to deliver you, Israel. And when he comes to get you, don't forget my bones. Can you imagine? It was over 400 years later before God had come. But Joseph was persuaded that God would come and God would deliver them. And when God brought them out, somebody had the responsibility to place Joseph's bones on their shoulders and to bring him out. And Joseph was buried in the promised land with the children of Israel because he was persuaded that what God says that God would do. When King Nebuchadnezzar said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not bow before my king or my idols? They said unto him, we are not careful, O king, to answer you in this matter. Our God, whom we serve, will deliver us. And if not, he is gone. We're not still going to bow to your image. They were persuaded. And when the king cast them into the fire, there was a fourth one in there. Amen. God was in there with them. How persuaded are you if somebody tell you to bow to false image that God will deliver you? Amen. Daniel was persuaded that God's word was true, that God would be with him. And so when the king signed the decree that you should not pray to any other god, Daniel still prayed three times every day. How persuaded are you? The Bible says Abraham, when he was warned of God to go out into a place that any apt to receive, amen, went out not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange land, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of the same promise. Because he looked for a city who has foundation, whose builder and maker was God. By faith Sarah, amen, when she was old, conceived strength that she may conceive seed. Amen. Because she judged him faithful who has promised. Therefore sprang even as one, as many as the stars in heaven in multitude, and the sand by the seashore innumerable. These all died, having not received the promise, but having received them from afar off, and was persuaded of them, and embraced them. And they declared plainly that they were strangers and pilgrims in this earth. Amen. They did did not look back. Because if they look back, you have a desire to go back. But are you persuaded that you're on the road to heaven? Are you persuaded that you're going to dance on the streets of gold and walk through the gates of pearls? Are you famous? Are you persuaded that you're going to stand before Jesus and hear him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servants"? How persuaded are you? Paul says, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Twice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. A day and a night I've been in the deep and journeying often in danger of my own countrymen. Amen. In perils of danger and perils of water. But Paul says, none of that moved me that I might finish my course, which I have received of the Lord to testify of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come to tell you today, you've got to be persuaded that you're in the right place at the right time, that God has brought you out to bring you in. Paul says, we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For a man see that for which he hopes for, why is he hoping for? But if he see that not which he hopes for, then do he with patience wait for it. We know not what we shall pray for if we ought, but the Spirit make intercession with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart know what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the call according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, the them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What then shall we say to thee? Things, if God be for us, who can be against us? For if God spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not by him but freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justify. Who is this that condemn? It is Christ that died, yea, but rather is risen again, and even at the right hand making intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations or distress or persecutions or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep to the slaughter. Nay, and all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who love us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from the love of God. How persuaded are you that you're in will of God? How persuaded are you that neither is there salvation in any other? For there's none other name under heaven given unto men whereby must be saved. How persuaded are you? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exult, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And they that gladly received his word was baptized, and they were added unto them but the same day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. And fear came upon all them that believe. And all them together, they sold their possession and goods and parted to every man as every man had need. I come to tell you today, I come to ask you today, are you persuaded? Are you persuaded that this is truth? Are you persuaded that Jesus is God? Praise God. What is he famous for? Do you really believe? How persuaded that God will heal you? How persuaded are you God will deliver you? Do you know that most Christians wait for their pastor to call them when they're sick? Did you know that? The scripture says, is any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the prayer of faith shall save them. If they committed any sins, they will be forgiven them. See, it's your responsibilities, amen, to do what God tells you to do. See, God says if you're sick, you call them. They don't call you. It's amazing how God puts the responsibility on the person that they think is right. Amen. If you want to be healed when you're going through things, you need to call your pastor. Don't wait for him to call you and ask you where you are. Get on the phone and call him. How persuaded are you that if you call him, you will be healed? You need to be fully persuaded that what God says in his word, that God will do it. What was made Noah famous for? Hearing God's voice. And then Noah decided to build an ark. He was persuaded that God was going to destroy the earth. How persuaded are you that God is going to destroy the earth? Have you made up your mind? Don't put down roots here. This world is not your home. You're just passing through. Your treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels are beckoning me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. What would make Shemaya get in the middle of a bean field and defend it? Amen. When the enemy is coming against you and you're the only one, I will tell you why. He knew what God had said. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. What would make David go into the valley of Elah and fight and take on Goliath, one that was bigger than him? Because David was persuaded, as he told Saul, as the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the lion, he will deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. How persuaded are you that God will deliver you from your enemies when they come in on you? What made Peter, amen, to get out of the boat and begin to walk on water? He was persuaded what God said he could do, and he stepped out. Praise God. As Joel Osteen says, if you're going to walk on water, you got to get out the boat. Praise God. You got to get out of your comfort zone. If you're going to be persuaded, you have to get out of your comfort zone so that God can use you in the things that he desires to use you in. Ruth was so persuaded that she was on the right track. When Naomi told her to go back, she says, don't entreat me to leave you. Where you go, I am going. Your people is going to be my people. Your God is going to be my God. And where you die, that's where I'm going to die, and that's where I'm going to be buried. And because she was persuaded, God stepped in, and she married Boaz, and they had a son, and they called his name Obed, which is the father of Jesse, which is the father of King David, which is the father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. She was persuaded. What made the woman with the issue of blood persuaded? She heard about Jesus, and she said within herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. And she got an opportunity when Jesus came into town. She pressed her way through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus says, somebody touched me. And the disciple says, Lord, everybody is pressing against you. Jesus says, no, someone touched me, for I felt virtue go out of my body. And he turned around and he saw her as she came trembling and fell before him and told him everything that she had done. And Jesus says, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole. How persuaded are you this morning, if you touch Jesus, that you will be made whole? How persuaded are you that if you come to Jesus, he's going to do what he's famous for? He's going to open the blinded eyes. He's going to unstop the deaf ear. He's going to calm blood pressure. He's going to change the darkness to light. How persuaded are you this morning? Praise God. Let's stand this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. How persuaded are you? The Bible says that the promises God made to Abraham, not one for Abraham alone, but they were for us too. Praise God. Paul will tell the church of Galatia, he says, for as many as you have been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ's. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you've been baptized in Jesus' name, everything God promised Abraham is yours, and you've got to be persuaded that you can come boldly to the throne of grace and find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. How persuaded are you that Jesus loves you? How persuaded are you that he died for your sins? How persuaded are you that he has everything that you have need of? I come today. Are you persuaded? I open these altars right now. If you need anything from God, step out on faith. Believe God this morning. Let him do those things he's famous for. Let him open the blinded eyes. Let him unstop the deaf ears. Give God a chance to meet your needs this morning. Praise
God. These altars are open as our worship team begins to prepare. I like that song that he just, not for sure the name of it, but our worship team can begin to sing and you can come forward. Our ministers and elders, if you'd come forward and help us with the altar call here. Are we persuaded? Praise God. Praise God. Never received the Holy Ghost? If you're struggling in your marriage, you're struggling in your finances, God desires to do something for you this morning.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in my fortress, over and over.
Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life, then do what you are.
God of exceedingly, God of abundantly, more than we ask or think, Lord, you will never fail. Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable, all things are possible in you.
God of exceedingly, God of abundantly,
all things are possible in you.
Thank you so very much, Brother Rufus Parker, for an incredible Bible study. I don't think he really taught anything. I think he just like preached wide open. He just slowly built steam as he went. Oh, thank you so very much, Brother Rufus Parker. I want to thank all of you for coming out today. And if you're a man and you weren't here able to make it yesterday, Brother Parker did two sessions, and they were incredible sessions. The first one was on discouragement that was, I think, very, very prevalent for where we live today. And if you'd like to get copies of those handouts, just see me and I'll get that information to you. We'll get a list together and such. So you can take that, and even though you weren't here, I think it's also on the district men's website. Brother Jerry Simmons, if you want information on that. I'm looking for Jerry. I don't know where. He's somewhere around here. But just tag in with Brother Jerry Simmons, and he'll get you in that direction as well. So thank you so very much. God bless you all. And thank you to our worship team this morning, Sister Bianca. Thank you so very much. And, love and appreciate you all. We will be back here Wednesday evening for Bible study. And shake hands with one another. Greet a guest. If you haven't seen a brother or sister in a while, just be Christ-like. God bless.